If you've wondered whether exercise for the body can help the mind, a new Cochrane review will help. Maaike Ankervaren from the University of Applied Sciences in Utrecht in the Netherlands and her colleagues have studied the effect of physical activity.
From the day we are born, our cognitive abilities are changing. They reach a peak at about 25 years of age and then tend to decline. There's nothing we can do to stop that aging process, but we might be able to slow the decline. Lifestyle factors might have some influence, and so, if we changed some of these, it might have an effect on cognition. We did our Cochrane review to find out if physical activity would be one way of helping mental health. We wanted to test the idea that exercise which improves cardiorespiratory fitness would, in turn, have a benefit on cognition. We included 11 studies which randomized people over the age of 55 to aerobic exercise programs or some other intervention. In general, the exercise program consisted of 3 training sessions per week, for an average of 3 months, with each session lasting 45 minutes. These were then compared with interventions such as yoga or strength-based programs, or, simply, with allocating some participants to go onto a waiting list for the exercise program. Cognitive function was measured using a variety of neuropsychological tests. In fact, a total of 33 different tests were used. Most of the studies reported that aerobic exercise led to increased cardiorespiratory fitness. In some of the trials, these improvements coincided with improvements in specific aspects of cognition. When we combined the results of studies that were similar, we found significant improvements in cognitive processing speed, visual and auditory attention, and motor function. But for many other measures, aerobic exercise did not seem to make a difference. Taking all this together, there does seem to be some suggestion for a link between cardiovascular fitness and cognitive function, but this needs further investigation. Larger studies are needed to be sure, and these studies should also test whether the aerobic training component itself is necessary, or whether any type of physical exercise would be sufficient. It would also make things much easier for people trying to use the results of these trials if the researchers could come together and agree on a smaller battery of cognitive tests that they would all use.
To find out more about the types of exercise that were tested and the variety of outcome measures used in the trials and Maaike's review, go to www.cochrane.org.